My name is Marlene Prescott. Before I tell you my story, as I tell my story, I want you to relate my life to Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, because she had quite a few challenges. And as I tell my story, I want everyone to vote my victory. So I was born December 17th, 1954. My family were of German descent, and we lived in a small town southeast of St. Louis. I was raised Catholic and attended the Immaculate Conception Church and school until my parents were divorced in 1968. As a child, I developed a very strong relationship with both Jesus and Mother Mary, as they gave me much peace in a world filled with confusion. My father drank beer every day to an extreme and was always violent 24/7. And my mother, my siblings, and I lived in fear. So I was also confronted with racism with my blood family as a child. And then as I became an adult, I also experienced racism again during my two marriages with African-American husbands, as we were living in all-black communities in Oakland, California, and Seattle, Washington. So then I'm going to jump ahead to 2012, where I personally experienced the results of the collapse of our real estate industry and our banking systems, as my job was tied to both of those entities. So my company was sold to a competitor, my job was gone, my home went back to the bank, and I moved into my rental property. Now, many of these situations may sound harsh, and they were, but at the same time, I felt God's hand keeping me protected, and I have claimed the mantra, my life is fun and easy. So let's talk about my spiritual path. I found the Ascended Master's teachings in 1991 and attended a local Summit Lighthouse study group in St. Louis, Missouri. I also became friends with Uncle Kenneth, who is now Sir Laugh-A-Lot, and enjoyed many visits with him in my home in the late 1990s and the early 2000s. We also shared many phone conversations after he moved to Mount Shasta. And I have several very playful photos of him that give me much joy and laughter. I found the Heart Center either in 2007 or 2008, I can't remember. But my first conference was at Big Sky, Montana, where Charlie Tweet came and shared his music. And I loved hearing the Ascended Master's heartstrings. I've also attended many of the Mabry University courses. In 2013, I began a weekly teleconference call for the Southeast region of the United States. And through the years, we have studied the Cosmic Clock, Eckhart Tolle's books, The Power of the Now and the New Earth, and we have recently read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and are currently discussing current affairs and praying for our current president and his cabinet. I am a team member of Donna Kors' HeartShare group and enjoy participating in this outreach. I am so grateful for all of the Heart Center activities, which has given me a strong base as I excel on my own personal journey. I also attend a local Baptist church here in Hornbeek on Sundays and Wednesdays. It's a very small group, maybe 20 people, and they are all filled with much love and devotion to Jesus, so I feel very much at home there. I currently share my three-bedroom home with two dogs and a cat, Spice, Sissy, and Stallone, and they are my joy. I have also recently retired after working at a prison for 2.5 years. And I'm glad that that cycle is over. So now I'd like to share some personal boons that I have received from the Masters. The very first item is a line that I memorized from a Pearl of Wisdom in the 1990s, and it read, "Kindness must acquire wisdom. Let people take advantage of your kindness and not receive it as a gift that is holy to be treasured." So this was a very important lesson for me, and I feel sometimes that I am still working on attaining this virtue. Also, in 2013, I attended the summer conference in Livingston, and on June 22nd, Elmoria knighted me, and this is what he said: "The path is simple for the pure of heart, and you are pure of heart, Lady Simplicity. Your soul shines with the essence of a true mother. Every child upon earth is your child, for you have served them all with the essence of your love and light." And also, on the very next day, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit by fire. And this is what the Holy Spirit said about me. He said, "God is great, and the God within you is great. Accept the great estate who is your spirit. Breathe me in consciously every moment, my daughter." And then the highlight, okay, July 18th, 2016, I received a soul-raising session with the Holy Spirit delivered through David Christopher Lewis, and I thought I would just maybe read just a couple of lines from that session. And when the Holy Spirit came, she appeared as a divine mother figure representing the Holy Spirit, and she performed an alchemy of blessing upon me that it was very personal and unique and is to last me for the rest of my lifetime. And she touched my heart and my solar plexus area. David said it was kind of like Tinkerbell with a wand to excite the inner grace manifesting as joy and inner happiness, so that I would never again be in despair, that I would never rue anything that I had done or blame myself for anything, nor allow others to put anything upon my soul that was not really due me. And when anyone attempted in any way to be intrusive upon me or my soul or my essence, they would not be able to affect me by the protective action of the cosmic veil and the energy field. So I was very, very, very excited about the soul raising session. There was a lot more in it, but I thought I would just share that little tidbit. And then I also want to share something else that I received in a personal meditation one day. I have a lot of exciting meditations, but I thought I would share this one. As I was meditating, I saw in my mind's eye a vast cosmos where there was universes, and universes were just flashing in front of me. And then my sight focused on a bright light. And as I continued watching that light, it started coming closer and closer and closer. And I realized it was a star. And I asked on the inner, I said, "What is this?" And I was told, "This is you in another time and space." And so I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with you who I am. Thank you, Kathleen.
Well, you are most welcome, Marlene. Thank you very much for sharing your story. And yes, you are a bright light. Even now, we can see it. And Marlene, could you tell us a little bit more about, you said you do a book study on the phone with a large audience. Can you tell us how that works?
Well, it's actually not a very large group. There have been people who've come and gone. But currently, It's only me and Rebecca Taylor, who actually lives in Texas, she's not even in the Southeast region, that are attending the call. But we keep praying. I think Donna Kors told me one day, she said, Marlene, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it.
And so, Marlene, would you let us know when it is and how other people could access this? Maybe we just don't know about it. So tell us about
it. It is on the local HeartShare group page.
Okay.
All the information. It's on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested, the phone number and contact information is on that page on the website.
Wonderful.
I don't have the number right handy.
Okay, so that's 6 o'clock Montana time, and anyone can get on the phone at that time and join your session. And you do kind of like a study group on the phone. Is that kind of right?
We go with the flow.
Okay, wonderful. Well, that sounds like a great thing, and we can invite our newer friends to that. Is that true?
Yes, anybody can attend, anybody.
Okay.
We are open to everybody and anybody.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Marlene. Thank you for this outreach that you do, and thank you for your blessed soul being part of our community.
Well, I just love being a part of the Heart Center. I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you, Marlene. Okay, blessings to you.
And to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.